B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Tom. Poor Tom. He's our morning court guy today, and he is taking some serious incoming.
He really is.
Because the scenario is...
is that his wife decided to, well, stop coloring her hair during COVID, and then she's like, wait, I'm just going to do this. I think it looks good. It doesn't cost any money. And he's like, wait, no. Mm. You used to be this raven-haired beauty, and now you look like an old lady. Okay. I'm just paraphrasing, that, but that's what he said.
But it's okay for him to have it. Right. Margaret, what do you want to say to Tom? Good morning.
Are you nuts?
Who? Tom, not me.
Tom.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah.
Maintenance alone to keep your hair colored is a pain in the neck. Not expense aside, it's just time consuming and it's a pain. About 5 years ago, I shaved my head for charity, and I said, you know what? If it comes in looking good, I'm bad. Never color it again.
Yeah,
and I've never colored it again.
Look how much money you're saving. I'm telling you, I have no problemo if you want to save that money.
So you,
it's not even about the money.
It's a little bit about the money.
It's always about the money with Bob.
Come on. I've seen the bills, Margaret.
I get a haircut every 6 weeks, but you know what's funny?
Right, but Margaret, the thing that's funny is he doesn't care about the bill. He wants his wife to go and color her hair regardless
of
the price.
So she doesn't look
funny?
Older.
Yeah.
Which is
And
like,
you know what? I like the way my silver hair looks. I think I look great, and I'm sure she does, too.
I bet you do. You know if you look good or not, right? I bet she does.
She's
not
gonna go. I bet she does.
I
think silver hair looks really nice.
On my head.
Yeah. Well, that's congratulations.
It is a congrats. Okay. See where he is? See? That's a tell. Congratulations. Congratulations. You have natural, beautiful hair.
No, but
hair.
She's earned each one of them.
Well, that's I guess that's true.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, but you know.
Thank you, Margaret.
Okay.
And well, one other thing too is I get complimented on it all the time,
I'll
and
bet
people
you do.
Think it's colored.
We have a friend Melanie who I think is early 40s, and she's let it go. She looks awesome.
Doesn't she look? Yeah, some people look fabulous.
Yeah, it works. Okay, hey, thank you, Margaret. We're going to take a couple more calls.
Thanks a bunch.
Okay, bye. Hi, is this Jeff? Jeff, who is this?
It's Jeff.
Okay,
he's in Deborah. Yeah. E-F.
Oh, I've never heard that name. Well, Jeff. What do you have to say to him?
Des, no. D-E-S. S is in Sam.
Well, who's spelling? I'm sorry. They wrote D-E-F.
That's all right. It's Despina. But
Despina.
Can't say that.
I like
so,
that.
There
well,
you
what,
go.
What do you say,
Thank
Des?
You. It's Greek.
Yeah.
I agree with Tom. I've been coloring my hair, and I totally think going premature gray is growth. I hate it.
Ooh.
And I know that there's a lot of people who are like, oh, it's so pretty. You know what? There's no need to look so old, so young. I think he is right. I love coloring my hair. People love, my husband loves it. He's a silver fox, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But I will be in the box. That's when I will get my hair gray.
Wow.
I am in the box.
Wow.
So,
hey,
yeah,
you know what?
No,
I know, you know, I got to tell
it works
you.
For you.
I know a lot of women.
Yeah.
One in my family who agrees with this.
Okay.
And so, but not me. But
no,
but you're not alone.
That's what I say.
I just,
No,
but that's your choice.
You know, I've been coloring it myself. I've had it done professionally, but then I've been doing it myself. And, you know, even people have been like, aren't you afraid of the chemicals and this and that?
Well, Des,
like, no.
Well, Tom's going to love hearing your call because he can say to his wife, but hey, this woman,
she said it's gross.
Tell us she's in the box. From the box till the box.
Everyone thinks I look 40, so there's no way that I'm going to, you know, let that go gray.
All right.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Well,
hey, you know what?
She's living her truth. Isn't that what they say now?
She's standing in her truth.
Standing in her truth. Okay.
Where are you standing, Bob?
With a box of, I don't know.
Okay, Clairol?
Yes. But it works for her. That's fine.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, Morning Court is in session, and we had a doozy today. Wow. Tom lit a fuse, and it's still burning very brightly. Tom, I'll let him put in his own words, because I don't even want to. Here's Tom talking about his wife's hair color. He is not having it.
You know, my wife, you know, when we first met years ago, right, she's a beautiful girl. You know, beautiful. She was a brunette.
you know, so years go by as people get older, you know, she colored it, you know, kept coloring it, you know, for years. So we go out, you know, she's this way, she's presentable, you know what I mean? So, you know, all of a sudden the pandemic hits and you can't go to a hair salon, you know? You know, the roots start showing through. You know, she's like, well, you know what? I went on the website and I see, like, you know, with the style, everyone now, the women are letting the gray go out. It's growing gray with dignity type thing. Like, no, it's not. I don't like it. I don't want it to date my grandmother. No, I do not.
That is Tom. Okay.
Tom.
So he's taking a lot of, he said he'd listen for the entire hour. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could change his mind that, you know what? It's, first of all, is what's good for the goose?
Yeah.
He said his hair is gray, but he doesn't want the gander to be gray.
He's the gander.
Yeah. Good point. So, okay. What's good for the gander is good for the goose. Anyway.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So, Brian, right.
Anyway, not to be binary. Go.
I can't. Anyway. Wow. I've been having dinner with my daughters. Boy, oh boy.
Boy.
Can we just order? Anyway. Okay. Somebody who knows about the patriarchy. Brittany.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right, Brittany?
LBF has got it on the head today. Down with the patriarchy.
Okay.
Listen, there's nothing sexier than a confident woman. And if she feels confident with her platinum hair, my mom did the same thing at 65, and she's still turning heads.
Look at that.
It's about the confidence.
And there's no way this guy looks like Richard Gere.
In his mind. In his mind. You know what? I hear what you're saying. You're saying the patriarchy should embrace the matriarchy. Right?
Exactly. No. A little equality.
No, we need to dismantle the patriarchy and then elevate the matriarchy. Yeah,
okay. I think he is dismantled too. We took him apart.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We did.
Thank you, Brittany. Can I call you Britt?
LBF, every time you talk about the patriarchy, it drives it so funny. Thank you so much for always bringing the laugh.
Isn't it funny?
It's the truth.
Isn't
you guys are great.
You should see Bob's face every time I bring it up.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Bob.
He's getting there.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Have a good one.
Bye, Bye Brittany. Brittany.
All right, Dave, go. What do you want to say?
Well, like I said, maybe that other Dave was right. If he dumps her for a new model, then she'll end up with somebody that she really deserves.
Ah.
Yeah.
I've been married 45 years. I've watched my wife go through multiple problems, such as breast cancer and other things.
Mm-hmm.
There are a hell of a lot more things in this world to worry about other than gray hair.
You know,
I agree.
If you love your wife, that's all that matters.
I like it, and I think
people need to be reminded of that.
That's it.
Yep.
You don't know.
It seems to be
how lucky
our
you
new
have.
Shallow hell.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah,
classic.
Just, you know, I'm sorry. I'm looking at my wife while we're driving to Boston this morning thinking when it's listening to this guy. I just feel bad for his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, you're with your wife now?
No, I just dropped her off at work.
Okay. Oh, what a guy.
See,
you know, she's turning gray, and I got to tell you, I love it. It's great.
Right.
See, look at Dave.
See, I just really feel so good that these guys have called and said these things.
I think we end on Dave. I think Dave has, you know, maybe shined some light.
Yeah.
And he's found the silver lining.
He has.
Yeah, there is.
Right, Dave?
There is a silver lining. There's nothing wrong with it.
And she's waiting at home for you. No, she's at work. That's
she's
right.
Work,
but, you know, she'll be home later.
Yeah.
There
all
you
right.
Go.
Okay, before you get weird.
Yeah, what?
Before you get weird, say bye.
Dave, bye-bye.
All right. We'll see you later.
I wasn't going to get weird.
You were so on the road. You were about to take the exit onto weird.
You had your blinker on.
Yeah. All right. You're like straight there. Be like, oh, I'm sorry. Is that weird highway? I'm on it.
All right. So can we do a short distance dedication?
Okay.
For Tom today.
Okay.
A listener did call and say it reminds them of this song. So remember this one?
Yeah.
You're so vain.
Yeah.
So, Tom, if we can give you some advice, let it go, my friend. Okay?
Wow, we're playing this song?
No, we're not.
No. Oh, damn. All right. I was like,
just giving our boss a heart attack.
Exactly. I'm like, what's happening?
There are clouds in your coffee, Tom.
Oh. Okay.
That's your wife spinning in it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so he just needs to, maybe today was a great way for him to just grow a little bit.
Really?
Don't you think
that he's growing?
Yeah, I think probably tuned out at 8:02,
right, like,
but you know.
Get them.
Anyway, Tom, we hope things work out for you. You go gray, she goes gray. It's all good. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all part of
evolving
the
is a process. Good thing.
Mm. Embrace it.
There we go. Embrace it. Hey, we got Alexis on the phone. Alexis, what do you want to say to Tom this morning?
I want to say even nowadays, younger people are starting with gray hair. I had a kid in high school. He was about 17, 18. He was almost a full head of hair. So even females and males are getting gray hairs younger nowadays. So even people who are younger, and that's who he's looking for, I feel like he might be out of luck.
We're stressed out.
You know, my son-in-law is like 30, yeah. And he's already graying.
Well,
it looks good on him.
My grandmother had white hair very young, and we all do too, but we cover it up at this point.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
That all my hair is white underneath since I've been 30? About that.
Wow.
I know, fun fact
Alexis,
about me.
Look what you just got her to admit on the radio. Huh?
It's not a bad thing.
You all said, look good. Whatever hair you have, it's not even the hair. It's the personality. If you've got a great personality, who cares what you look like?
Exactly.
That's what I've been banking on my whole life.
No, stop.
You got one, LB. You got one.
She's got one. She's got two. Couple personalities.
Bob sees them all.
Yeah. You for years.
Thank you so much,
Alexis.
Good advice, Tom.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, bye now. That's very nice.
Yeah, people actually dye their hair gray. Young girls, it's like a fun little silvery gray.
I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't bother me. What do I care? Hey, want to do some dirty laundry coming up?
I sure do.
Okay, that's in about 5 minutes. What's cooking?
What's cooking? Yeah. Why Tom Cruise is so intense, and now we have the receipts.
You know, why do I always ask you what's cooking in the laundry room? That's weird.
Well, right? I guess, unless you live in a studio apartment.
Yeah.
In which case, there's a lot of stuff.
Hey, what's cooking?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.